Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, mixed results Thursday night on the Monroe County High School boys basketball beat. Bloomington South wins. Edgewood loses a heartbreaker. In respect of the seniors' night home court contest for both ball clubs, South hit 13 threes, putting away Northview 83-68. The Panthers' best offensive night of the year. Senior Gavin Wisely hit four triples and led five Panthers in double figures with 17. Senior Aiden Smits added three threes, 13 points. Zach Sims with 14. T.J. Spears with 11 and Vince Mutadier with 10 points. South closes the regular season 16-8, snapping a two-game home court losing streak. Meanwhile, Corbin Eichert's three-pointer in overtime handed Eastern a 49-46 victory over Matt Wadsworth Mustangs in the Corral Thursday night. They closed 9-14. Will Inman led the T-Birds with 16. Cam Renard with 14. Mylon White had 10. Tonight, North closes Jason Spears' crew at New Albany. They're looking for three in a row and hopefully a 15-5 close to the regular season. Tip off tonight down in the River City at 7:30. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, after all of the games tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
For better or for worse, the Hoosiers got to figure out these road woes and quickly. And what better place to do that than Mackey Arena tomorrow night on Fox at 7:30 against fifth-ranked Purdue. I mean, you know, that in itself certainly a tall order, but it's doable. I mean, a total of 6 total points have separated these two rivals in the last 3 meetings, Indiana winning by 5 in early February at Simon Scott. But it was like Coach Mike was telling us Thursday before practice.
Formula was to get us feeling good about the road. I mean, I look at our numbers on the road versus at home, it's staggering. It's unbelievable. It's a major, major difference how we play at home. And then when we get out on the road, it's totally the other way. So you got to go to Chicago. It's out on the road. So, I mean, somehow we're going to have to figure it out.
Well, obviously, the bench will be big on Saturday night. TJD had 25 and 7 with 5 blocks in that first game when Indiana won by 5. But he needs a lot more. And the Hoosiers need the consistency for a good part of 40 minutes to beat Purdue at Mackey Arena on Saturday night. But it's doable. Thought for this Friday, the past has no power over the present moment. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.